Is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea? Then, the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. I am your host, Heidi, and I am joined by the always wonderful Ariane.
Oh, thank you.
Today we are talking about some weird news stories, and the first one caught my eye because of the name of this particular creature. So this is commonly called the headless chicken monster. Mm-hmm. Which is a strange sea creature. It was photographed in the southern hemisphere for the first time, and it is also called the Spanish dancer. I would say that, like, looking at a picture, this kind of looks like a mix between a chicken that you would see at the grocery store, mm-hmm. The dancer emoji on your phone.
Without a head.
Uh-huh. And a plastic bag.
Yeah. Oh, and without legs, too.
Yeah. So, like, a chicken, but, like, without, like, the chicken legs, yeah. Kind of, or, like,
it
almost
looks like
half.
It's tucked in, like, on one
yeah.
side or
like
something.
Like, when you roast a chicken and you tuck in the wings, yeah. the legs, to not yeah. burn them.
Exactly.
It kind of looks like that. And it just looks like it's, like, red, which is why I think of, like, the dancer emoji.
And it looks like it almost has a skirt on. That's why.
Yeah.
Like a flared skirt.
Like it's sort of like flowy. Yeah. It looks like the water just like flows yeah. its little
I guess those
things.
Are like the fins, right? The little flowy things are the fins.
I guess. So this is actually a sea cucumber. So I don't know if...
Really?
Yeah, it's like a sea cucumber.
Oh my god!
So I'm not really sure if they're fins. They're just sort of like little... I guess maybe you'd call them fins, but they're not like fish fins. They're
right.
almost like...
They just float there.
Yeah, just like almost like jellyfish sort yeah. of like legs. They just kind of float. So this is a deep sea swimming cucumber, and it was previously filmed once before in the Gulf of Mexico.
And it's so weird.
It's
looking.
So weird. You really have to look at it. It's sort of like amoeba-ish. Yeah. And it has like speckles on it that almost look like they would be like glitter, but I know it's probably not.
Right.
It's just like dressed up to go
right.
somewhere fancy. Oh, if sea cucumbers could. It's
yeah,
going
it's
out.
It's going out tonight.
Yeah, it's all the time. And it's probably always night because it's deep sea,
yeah,
so it's dark.
It's dark.
So there's always a party.
Yeah, I wonder if those like light up. Because you know like how some deep, deep creatures like they illuminate mm-hmm. like by themselves?
Yeah.
So I wonder if those are on there for it because of that.
I
don't know.
Maybe. I'm not sure. I could see that making sense, but I don't know.
Just reaching.
Yeah,
know?
I mean, sure. It's only been spotted like
right.
twice. So,
exactly.
I mean, I feel like our guesses are valid.
Yeah. This is crazy.
So this sea cucumber, like normally sea cucumbers live on the seafloor because they don't really swim. They sort of like are slugs. They're like shaped like a cucumber, but they're kind of slugs.
Yeah.
And they just kind of move around on the floor of the ocean. Mm-hmm. But the headless chicken monster has developed like web vein-like body parts that oh. allow it to kind of like swim through the ocean.
And
it kind of looks like if you had like really short little fins.
Yeah.
Like you could kind of like flicker around.
Yeah.
Kind of like it looks like it swims like when you're having like a bad dream and you can't really run away very yeah. fast. You're just
and
like
you're just
slowly like
around.
Trying to like move.
Yeah. It's almost like Tyrannosaurus Rex arms, like they're so
oh, yeah,
tiny,
yeah.
as if you were
very
like,
tiny.
Trying to get away.
They're just like on its side, and
yeah.
they just kind of like slowly move.
Yeah,
we're doing a lot of like little tiny like spaz moments, which I realize no one's gonna know except us.
We're so lucky. This isn't on video. I feel like what are they doing?
So I feel like you keep doing the motions, and then I'm like, oh yeah, like that, and then I like respond
with our little small
right,
arms.
Like we're both like this monster. But apparently it moves well enough. Like it moves around the ocean and it feeds on organic material, like around the ocean floor. And it can apparently kind of like walk, like in quotes, on the bottom of the floor using its little like tentacle arm
oh, wow.
things to grab food. So, I mean, it's doing pretty well, apparently.
It looks pretty healthy. I mean, how does it see, though?
I have no idea.
It looks like a headless chicken.
Yeah, it looks... I don't think it has eyes, really.
So it just fills its way around.
I guess. I mean, jellyfish don't really have eyes either,
they don't really
I guess.
Have anything.
No, they're just like... You just float.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh my gosh.
Also, the sea cucumber is mostly transparent.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. So apparently you can actually see food working its way through its intestines, which is weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
although
gross
the picture
too.
Looks red, maybe yeah. it's not red all the time. You know, like maybe mm-hmm. it's like transparent or some of them can be yeah. red. Or it's just like its skin, I guess, is so like transparent that it doesn't mm-hmm. really matter what color it is. You can still see inside mm-hmm. it, maybe.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's very strange. It looks kind of cool and also kind of alien-like.
It does look like an alien. I was going to say.
Yeah, like an alien chicken.
Yeah, an alien chicken.
Yeah.
It does.
It's kind of scary. And it's filmed, and it was filmed by Australian researchers 2 miles beneath the surface of the ocean using a specially built camera. And about the camera, the researchers, they are quoted saying, "We needed something that could be thrown from the side of the boat and would continue operating reliably under extreme pressure mm-hmm. in the pitch black for long periods of time." And some of the footage that they're getting from the camera is just like apparently breathtaking
wow.
because they're seeing lots of species that they had never seen before. Just because in the deep ocean, there's so much that we don't see.
Exactly, exactly.
So they're just, like, seeing all these amazing creatures, like the headless chicken monster.
Yeah, or, like, freakish-looking monsters, like these alien-looking monsters.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. The deep sea is very frightening.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I don't even want to know what's down there.
No, I really don't. It's like the classic, like, oh, I feel something by my foot, like when you're in the ocean,
yeah.
but just like probably 10 times scarier.
I know, right? And feel like they're so ancient that because they've survived down, they just probably look terrifying. Like, I would die.
Also, because they're lower down, I think there's just like so much pressure down there.
Yeah.
They probably have developed strange ways to avoid like being killed by that pressure.
Exactly.
Because the camera had to be specially built
oh, yeah.
for that. So that's probably like
evolved in some crazy way now.
Yeah, just like really resilient creatures that
yeah,
just like
look crazy.
Yeah. Or like as we mentioned, like ones that have like lights.
Yeah.
You know, to see like an anglerfish, mm-hmm. you know, the little like light in front of its face.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That sounds crazy.
It does.
It's hard to imagine. I really never want to see those.
I hope so. I hope I don't ever either. I mean, if I saw this creature randomly, I would scream and run.
Oh, for sure. Well, I would also think it's like trash.
Yeah.
I would like think yeah. it's like trash floating
like,
in the ocean.
Poke at it.
Right.
Quick.
Yeah. It would push me
like,
somehow.
What is that?
Yeah. My finger would just go through.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I would poke it with a stick. I wouldn't even like try and touch it.
You're right.
I don't mess with bugs.
That's probably better.
Yeah. Like, what is that? Or yeah. have one of my kids, hey, go check that out.
You go first.
Yeah, I know, right? That's horrible.
I mean, thankfully, we'll probably never have to do that because it's so deep in the ocean.
Right, exactly.
But if something were to happen to bring those creatures up, I would never.
I hope I'm not there.
I'm yeah. scared enough of
like,
the ocean.
Like, tsunamis bring things
That's
like
true.
That up, too, though.
Yeah, I guess they don't bring up stuff that deep down.
Probably not.
But I feel like we'd hear about it more if someone, like, saw an angler fish,
yeah,
you know, like, at their doorstep
right.
after a tsunami.
I know, right?
That'd be very scary.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of other scary things, another weird news story is that a beach in Greece has been completely covered in spider webs.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this article had a lot of pictures, which are horrifying. It's like when you try and decorate your house for Halloween with all those fake spider webs.
Yeah, the cotton balls
Yeah,
and
like
stuff.
The cotton
yeah.
stuff, but it's just real. And like it'd be like if you tried to do that, but just covered every single inch of your house.
Yeah. And it's not even like a thin, like thin film web either. It's like really thick, like
layers.
Yeah. It looks like the cotton ball stuff.
Yeah, it does.
It's so crazy.
And it looks denser because it's covered in spiders.
Yeah. Oh my God. The fact that the spiders are there anyway, no, we're not going.
No, definitely not. And just so that you know not to go here,
yeah.
This is in northern Greece. It's Lake Vistonida. And massive webs have covered the coast. And they've said that unusually warm weather is to blame because the warm temperatures have led to an uptick in mosquitoes and gnats. In other words, like spider food.
Yeah, there's more food for them.
Yeah. And actually, if you look at some of these pictures that are online, you can actually see like the clouds of gnats. like near the spider web. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure the spiders are having a great time.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's so much food.
Yeah.
Which would also be terrible because you get a bunch of spiders and then you get a bunch of gnats.
Yeah.
And mosquitoes. I mean,
yeah. And then to me, I'm just all like, okay, so if you're eating healthy, are you producing healthy? Because that means there's going to be more spiders you.
Yeah. That's like why there are so many. I'm sure they were eating well and then like, well, yeah, having more children.
Exactly. And they don't just have one. They have like a like masses of extra. No. Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to that beach ever.
No, definitely not. And the webs have blanketed like plants as well as man-made structures like fences. It looks like they had a lot of like small like religious shrines which have all been covered. Mm-hmm. And it looks terrifying.
It does.
And it like the tiny spiders that are responsible for making all these webs are part of the Tetragenata genus. Which I just read that and just immediately thought of tarantulas. Yeah. Like, I'm terrified. Yeah. I mean, they're all spiders, but when I looked at a picture, they're not like giant tarantula size, but they're like pretty good sized spiders and they've been eating well. So,
yeah, so they're probably
grown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And actually, a similar situation happened like last month in a town called Aetolico in Western Greece as well. And I saw pictures of that, too. And that was, like, the same situation. It looked horrifying. Yeah.
And I saw some of these happen in the trees in Australia.
Oh,
I don't know what's going on with these spiders, okay?
Oh.
But they need to just calm it down.
Yeah. Yeah. They're having too much fun.
Yeah.
They're, like, feasting. They're having too many babies.
Yeah.
This is a problem.
It really is. If they're covering things the way they are like this, like, there were massive trees in Australia that were covered and then just, like, linked together by these big, huge spider webs. I was like, I don't want to even go to Australia anymore. Once I dreamed of it, now I don't. No.
That just sounds like a terrible, like, well, it sounds like a vacation for spiders, like a party.
Yeah.
And it sounds like a nightmare for me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, for sure. But on the bright side, according to biologists, when temperatures drop, the gnats will start to die off, and that will then mean the spider population will decrease because there will be less food.
Okay, good. You guys can go.
Yeah, yeah. Also, like, that's sad. No, I feel like a lot of Greece has, like, a lot of, like, tourism.
Yeah.
You know? So if that's on a whole beach.
Yeah. Like, that's by a lake. Beautiful country. Like, I had a friend that, he's from there, and he would go and just show video and pictures of, like, cliff diving and him and his friend just jumping into the, you know, ocean or water or whatever's near there. I think it's some sea of some sort, like the Mediterranean.
Yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah.
But it is beautiful. This does not look beautiful.
No, this looks terrifying. This is not what I want vacation photos of.
Halloween horror story here, real life.
Yep. So this looks terrifying. I never want to go.
No.
And I hope, I'm sorry, spiders, but I hope that your population dies off soon.
Yeah.
You need to decrease.
Greece.
Yeah, I'm very sorry. I'm sorry. This looks terrible.
Yeah, it does.
I don't want this. Best of luck.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a quick commercial break and then come back and keep talking about some weird news stories.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast. Our next story is about Sweden. So I found this weird, although I have to say, apparently a lot of people in Sweden don't find this phenomenon weird. But in Sweden, thousands of people have microchips inserted into their hands to basically help them, like, access stuff.
Why?
Well, okay. okay, I'm glad you think this is crazy too.
Yes,
because this is normal. I don't know how. Okay, the Swedes think it's normal. A bunch of people have put microchips. They go under their skin, like slightly above where their thumb is, and it kind of gets inserted. It just gets like you're having a shot, kind of, and it gets put there under your skin.
How large is this chip?
Very small. Okay. I didn't get an exact measurement, but it's very small. And so apparently it doesn't bother anyone.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like how people microchip pets.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Which, I mean, I don't know.
So, the world can know your every whereabout now, like if you have that chip. See, now I have so many questions. Don't do it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I keep thinking. I read the whole story and I was like, because anyone who listens to the podcast knows that I don't like needles or shots. So reading this was like horrifying, like absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
But it is designed to speed up like the user's daily routine and like to make life more convenient, because you can just put in like a chip reader into your house and things like that. Mm-hmm. So it can help you like access your home, like unlock your home, office, gym. It can store emergency contact information, social media profiles, or like e-tickets for like events or like trains.
So how do they scan it?
You just like swipe your hand by a scanner.
Oh my, no, people. This is not okay.
So like if you install, like if you have like a card reader for like an office or something, it would be the same thing. It's just that it's reading a chip in your hand and you just swipe your hand by it and it opens it up.
No, this is so creepy. Okay, so is there an age limit that you have to sign up for this or approve it? Or are they putting this in like babies too? Like, that's not fair. They didn't ask.
They're probably not putting it in babies. I don't know, because I mean, your body grows.
Yeah.
So that probably wouldn't work out. They'd probably want to put it into like adults. Uh-huh. But I don't know. It looks like, okay, so one of the things that freaked me out about it was I didn't see a lot of regulations going in yet about this. Which made me concerned.
Yes, me too.
But okay, so it's like around the size of a rice grain. So I guess you can't notice it that much. So
yeah,
I guess maybe that's why people are more willing to do it. It costs like $180 to have this done.
Yeah, so no.
So already no. But 4,000 people have adopted this.
What?
Which is insane.
Yeah. And okay, so what is it? Is it like a clear chip? What is it made out of? Is it crystal?
I'm not sure what it's made of, but I would imagine it's kind of maybe like the stuff that's like in your cell phones. Maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I read about a story like this. It wasn't happening. It was an idea like a year or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say, yeah, a year or so ago. And it was like a square chip that was, it was some kind of quartz.
Okay.
And to where like it would be able to store a massive amount of data,
mm-hmm.
and you would insert it in your skin, and mm-hmm. then it would do the same exact thing. It's like, this is just came to pass, you know. But it was like an inch by an inch square quartz that they put into your skin, and it kind of looked weird, and I was just like, why would anybody do that? Because first, nobody needs all of your information all like that. I just, oh my gosh, I'm scared for your people. I'm scared for you guys.
Well, this is a lot smaller, so it's not inch by inch.
Yeah.
And it's made by a company called Biohacks International, which is like dominating the market apparently. And I don't know. I think maybe this has to do with like one of the reasons why it was okay, the company was started like 5 years ago mm-hmm. by a man named Johan Osterlund, mm-hmm. who is a former professional body piercer. So one, that makes more sense why he created it.
Okay.
Because he's a body piercer. Yeah. And then another reason that people claim that the trend has spread quickly, and this is like a quote from the article, and a Swede who had one of these microchips inserted mm-hmm. into their body said that Swedes are very pragmatic and the chip is useful. And since a lot of people know each other, like in the tech community, mm-hmm. it's kind of like a tight community. And the trend has been spreading to people that have seen the benefits. So, like, if you kind of, like, in the tech world, you might be, like, into it already, mm-hmm. you know, so then you get it, and then, like, your tech buddy's like, oh, that's really cool, and they get it, too, yeah. and, like, word spreads that way.
So, right, but just, like, every trend, it seems like, it's gonna end eventually. So, but, I mean, this might not. This might just keep going farther, but then it just reminds me of, like, some Snowden-type stuff, where you're just, your entire life gets hacked. That's what I feel.
Well, people have actually said that this is less likely to be hacked. That's actually safer because it's inside your body. So, like...
But don't you have information in it so where you can access your, like, work, like, business stuff? Mm-hmm. So...
Yeah, apparently. I'm not exactly sure, but what I did read is that it, like, because it's in your body, that mm-hmm. somehow makes it less likely to be hacked.
Yeah.
You know, like, maybe, like, when you have a computer... that's like connected to other computer, like on like a web more of, but I'm not exactly sure. I didn't quite get that, but that's what people were saying, is that it's less likely to be hacked because it's inside your body. Mm. So I guess it's like people can never like hardwire it to it, you know? And I mean, people are liking it. They say the founder believes that the trend has taken off because Sweden has like a long history of embracing new technology before others have. Like, for instance, they're, like, becoming basically a cashless society that doesn't use cash, like, uses cards.
Yeah.
And then also, apparently, Swedes are less concerned about data privacy than people of other countries. So this kind of relates to, like, your thing. Apparently, they're less concerned about it because Swedes have, like, a high level of trust in Swedish companies, like banks, large organizations, and government institutions. And apparently, Swedes are really used to sharing personal information, like a lot of online I don't know. A lot of online purchases and administrative bodies require their social security numbers, more than normal. Like mobile phone numbers are widely available in online search databases, and people can easily look into each other's salaries by calling the tax authority. Apparently.
Well, they're just all open about everything, aren't they? Like, here, take all my information. Yeah,
just have it. I don't care. I don't need
this. This is so crazy. Like, I would never do this.
I have no idea.
I am so suspect again. It's like, you're not going to get any of... Even though if somebody did try to steal my identity or do something like that, I mean, you wouldn't get very far. I'm going to let you know right now.
Putting it out there.
Yeah, like...
For future hackers.
Good luck, but I don't really feel like it would benefit you at all. Because... seriously. But this is just beyond just, I can't get around it. Like, why would you do that?
Well, one user claims that she uses it to share her LinkedIn details at networking events because she can apparently she can avoid spelling out her name because all she has to do is like touch another like person's smartphone and the information is transferred.
Okay, so how do you load the information on there?
I don't know. That's because so apparently the chip already has, it can store your personal information. So it like, it just gets transferred. I mean, this is not, I should tell the technology podcast to look into this.
Yes.
Because I want to hear more about it. But apparently that's just like, she can just like share information that way. And like train companies are going to start like putting it in so you can just swipe your
wrist
hand chip against it to like get in to hold your ticket and things like that. So like apparently like other like phones can read the chip and then they can like link to it, link to your chip.
I wonder if there's like a certain number and then like a database that's connected with these chips. So that way,
I guess
your information, like let's say you did buy any ticket, all you would have to do is link with your specific like chip number or whatever. And that's how they get your information or something like that. But then I feel like still, if it's linked to something, you're going to get hacked.
Well, I still am like, so maybe this is like a dumb question, but I'm like, so is it connected to Wi-Fi?
I don't know. Like, right?
Like, are you like a Wi-Fi router? I mean, you're probably not. But like, so is this chip in your hand connected to Wi-Fi?
It has to be connected to something for all your information to like transfer.
I feel very naive talking about this. Again, I'm not like a tech, a techie, you know, so I don't know. But this is an amazing story to me. If you're interested, I say you should definitely look into it.
Yeah.
But like there are some like scientists who are saying that like they're trying to like make campaigns to encourage lawmakers to keep an eye on some of these developments.
Yes.
Like, there is a British scientist who is based in southern Sweden. His name is Ben Lieberton. Mm. And he wants to encourage lawmakers to watch this. And he said that what is happening now is relatively safe. But if it's used everywhere, like every time you want to like do something, instead of using a card, you use a chip, it could be easy. It could be easier for personal information to be let go.
Right.
Which is kind of what I'm concerned about. Apparently other people, like 4,000 people apparently are not.
right. Well, I'm concerned with the thing that how you said, like if you're linked to Wi-Fi, because isn't that some kind of like radiation or radio wave in you that you probably shouldn't get? Because, I mean, that's how a lot of things start with cancer and
stuff. I have no idea. I mean, I feel like this is another thing that people need to look into
before they start testing
before they start putting it into their hand.
I feel like this should have been tested, and
I feel like it had to be tested for it to be green-lighted to happen.
Well, yeah, but
I don't know.
Long-term effects and stuff like
that. That's
true. Gosh, I have so many questions.
We don't
know. I'm just like, my mouth is dropped. I'm like, why?
Oh my gosh. True, we don't know long-term effects because it's kind of so recent.
New.
It's like in the last like 5 years.
Right.
So people don't know about this specific chip. I don't know if they've researched related technologies. Mm-hmm. I'm sure people have. But this particular chip, you know, we'll see how it goes. Also, because it's like implanted into your body, there could be health related information that starts being used, because the chip can collect health information like a Fitbit, basically. And that information could be incorporated into the chip and then transmitted. And that could create like another like layer of privacy that we should look at taking care of.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure how it would collect the information about your body, but like if you have health information, you don't really want that.
Yeah,
leaked.
Like confidentiality, especially like with your personal doctors or whatever.
Right, right. Yeah, I don't know. So we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to keep talking about the chip and then talk about some other weird news stories.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA, it's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the Weird News Podcast. We are continuing our topic of these microchips that have developed in Sweden and are being placed into people's hands.
Mm-hmm.
So related to this, I just wanted to briefly touch on like a little bit more on the data privacy, because tougher data privacy rules have come into effect across the European Union, the EU, and that happened earlier this year, which is part of the General Data Protection Regulation. And so people in Europe are saying that this could also help the microchip trend spread more rapidly because it offers more protection for users. And so that type of regulation could happen more in Europe, but that doesn't exist like in the US, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So that could limit like this sort of chip trend. And that's like what the founder of the big like chipping company is saying. But he's also saying that like even though that could cause some delays, he still predicts that it will spread more in the EU because of these new regulations. I'm not exactly sure what these regulations are, but they are just more enforcing of data protection.
This is so crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I think needless to say, Ariane and I are probably not going to have our hands microchipped.
No.
some of mine is speculation. Some of mine is fear of needles.
Needles, yeah.
But I'm probably not going to have that happen.
Yeah. I have no fear of needles, obviously. Other topics, but a few, you know, visible tattoos. That's why I said obviously. But you're not putting chips in me. That's weird.
Yeah. So I don't know. Weird. I mean, if you're interested, you could look it up.
Right. Look into it if you're into technology.
And then let us know.
Right.
Let us know what you find. I would be very interested.
I really would. Like, leave a comment, something. Let me know, because I want to see how it's working for you.
Right. And again, the company is called Biohacks International. That's what's dominating the market right now. So if you want to look into it, who knows? Another story that I wanted to talk about to end our podcast is kind of sad. So I feel like I always end up ending the podcast on a sad story, which I'm sorry. I'll have to change my arrangements next time. But a New York man has died of an extremely rare neurological disease. Aww. And doctors are saying this was likely caused by eating squirrel brains.
Ew, wait, what? He ate squirrel brains? Did he really eat squirrel brains?
Yeah, so apparently this man was a hunter. And he was, so he was 61 years old. He arrived at the hospital. So they've known about this case for a while and have been researching it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so this story came out recently, but this event happened in 2015.
Okay.
So he came to the hospital and he had symptoms. He had like muddled thinking, difficulty walking. And a brain scan showed that his brain had similarities to a person suffering from what is called variant... Oh, I'm not going to be able to say this. Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. Oh, I did it. Or VCJD. And that is a rare degenerative neurological condition in which the brain is infected with proteins called prions, and they form like lesions in your brain.
Well, yeah, because squirrels eat a lot of nuts, which are high in protein. So, of course, it's going to be high in protein.
Dr. Ariane has figured out
MD here, guys.
We're tracking it down here on the Weird News Podcast.
You don't need to go to WebMD for this.
Yeah, we got it. We got it all the answers.
That is crazy. What else happens?
So... evidence shows that the agent responsible for these outbreaks of like prion diseases is often like it often happens in cows, and that's when they get bovine spongiform encephalopathy.
Yeah,
or BSE or mad cow disease.
I would have just said mad cow disease.
Yeah, you I tried. I mean, I'm not gonna say it again. No, it's just gonna be mad cow disease from now on. And that is so that agent in mad cow disease is the same thing responsible in the VCJD disease.
So does that happens make in humans. Them go like all haywire and crazy?
Yeah.
Is that why squirrels just be running about all crazy?
I don't think all squirrels have this.
The ones that live near my house do.
So just the ones near you and the ones that near this man have this disease. But it can be like mad cow disease can be transmitted to humans if you eat meat from an infected cow.
Right.
And then it can be fatal.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason they think it was from squirrel brains that happened to this man is because this man was a hunter and he was known to eat squirrel brains or squirrel like meat that was likely contaminated with brain material. And he died 5 months after being diagnosed.
Wow, that was quick.
Yeah. And researchers are seeking permission to test his brain tissue to like confirm what type of VCJD disease he contracted from the squirrel brains.
Do they like have to ask his family if they can test his dead brain?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And also apparently like the squirrel brains mixed with squirrel meat can be considered a delicacy in some parts of the U.S.
Oh, gross.
Which may have been why he had this disease.
Don't do it.
And to date, a total of only 260 cases of VCJD disease have been known worldwide. And they have been linked to consuming the beef, like the mad cow disease beef. Uh-huh. Although none of them have been in the U.S., and according to the National Institute of Neurological Diseases and Stroke, a lot of these most occur in the UK.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And there are also, so like with the mad cow disease, there are other transmissible forms of the, I'm not going to say the word again,
right.
But the disease similar to mad cow disease,
yeah.
That are in, there have been found in other animals, not just cows, like in, they have in mink, feline, like sheep and goats, and they can also have similar diseases that affect elk and deer.
Wow.
So it's not just cow or squirrel.
So it sounds like don't eat any red meat or anybody's or anything's brains.
Right. I mean, just beware.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not an expert on mad cow disease, but I would say people can, like, before they might, like, butcher a cow, they can tell that it has this disease.
Yeah.
And then won't. And also on the bright side, for those of us living in the U.S., it's never, no one has ever died of it in the U.S.
Right.
I don't know if that means, well,
I think
it's,
like,
fatal.
It
means that no one is. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not it was a while back, but I don't know if the person died, but I know that they found a cow with it.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. Yeah.
I think it sounds like if someone gets the disease, it is fatal.
Yeah. So you're just going to die.
So, yeah. I mean, this man died 5 months after.
Yeah. You don't have much time.
No.
Just don't eat anything's brains. That's so weird.
Yeah. But this can come even from just cow meat, not just the brains.
Yeah, that's true.
So
okay.
Be beware, everyone.
Be careful.
Don't mix the brains with other meat.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't.
Yeah.
So just beware, just so you know. I don't want to scare anyone. It's not an outbreak.
Right.
It's just so don't worry.
You know, an awareness.
Yeah. And it kind of sounds like a zombie disease because it has to do with eating brains.
Yeah.
So just beware. Don't do that.
Whether they're human or not, just
right.
don't eat
don't
brains.
Don't be a zombie.
Yeah.
Just be safe. That's kind of what I have for this week.
Nice
weird
topics.
News. I know. I'm really glad we got to end with that
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Crazy.
So thank you all for listening, and I hope you tune in next week.